Good afternoon, Jayshree.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Not a problem. And what are some of the different types of contraceptive pills?
So the oral contraceptive pill, as it is, it sounds, it's oral, so it's taken as a pill, really falls into two big groups. One is the combined oral contraceptive pill, which is the most common. That's where there is estrogen and progesterone. Then you have the other sorts of pills, which are often called the mini pill, and that is the progesterone-only pill. So mostly women prescribe the combined oral contraceptive pill. The commonest times that women are prescribed the mini pill is when they are breastfeeding or if they have had problems such as a blood clot or something, and estrogen is thought to be contraindicated for them.
And recently, a review was made into the relationship between sex hormones, emotive and cognitive functioning. What did the review find?
Yes, we've been conducting research in the whole area of hormones and mental health and hormones and higher cognitive capacity for some years now. And not only do the particular gonadal hormones, that's estrogen and progesterone, have a major effect in the emotion centres in the brain, but they also have an effect on different skill bases. So, for example, at high estrogen times of the cycle, women were found to be better in verbal skills, whereas in lower estrogen times of the cycle, they were found to actually be better with visuospatial type skills, so drawings or diagram recognition type skills. So again, this also changes when the oral contraceptive pill is used, because you're now adding an external hormonal additive, and the effects were also seem to be altered in the women who received external pills.
And is there a specific hormone in the pill that is responsible for inducing depression?
In our studies, what we've come to understand is that really the progesterone is the culprit, if you like, in terms of the depressive mental state. So many of the pills, and we do tend to call it the pill, but it's actually many, many different pills, have different forms of progesterone. And what we've studied over time is that the older forms of progesterone in the older pills, and unfortunately the most common pills that are used, are more likely to cause depression than a few of the very new brands of the pill. But some of the other things we've also found is that the pills that have very low dose estradiol or estrogen, say 20 micrograms, which is the low estrogen pill, is actually more prone to cause depression, because estrogen in the brain tends to be the neuroprotective or the good agent. Progesterone tends to be the depressive agent. So if the balance is upset and there's not enough estrogen, then that can also be depressive. And we think that's what's going on in the mini pill, which is progesterone only, and that group certainly did experience more depression. The other form of contraception, which is progesterone only, there's two types. There's one which is the straw, the implanon, which goes under the arm skin, and the other one is an IUD, intrauterine device called Mirena. Now, of course, millions and millions of women around the world use contraceptives, hormone contraceptives, and of course, they're not all depressed. So this is depression that's occurring in somebody who's a vulnerable individual, and that can be vulnerability because of genetics, vulnerability because of some women just being more sensitive to their hormonal inner world. And also, it might just be that there's about five other factors that are going wrong for this particular woman, and then that the pill could be the last straw.
And if we look at mental health, how would you say that non-pill users stack up to pill users?
Look, the best study, I think, in this area is the Skovlund study that came out in 2016, a big, big Danish study using a very large database, and they found that, in fact, pill users were overall more likely to be depressed. And that's looking at a population study. Pill users were more depressed than non-pill users. And they found this to be particularly the case in adolescents. So in the 16 to 19-year-old age group, that was particularly a problem. Of course, you have to balance this with the fact that the pill is a wonderful boon for women to be able to control their reproductive life. And so you have to balance one with the other. And our point is always, well, you know, why isn't there a pill that doesn't create depression? It's been around since the 1960s. And so we should all be putting pressure on the companies that manufacture oral contraceptives to come out with a particular variety that does not have a depressive impact on the brain.
Yeah, definitely. And before you were mentioning that pill users are more likely to have depression, is there a way to really overcome these side effects as of yet?
That's what one of the things that we've been looking at is, what are the issues for women? And certainly there are some types of the pill that seem to be less depressive than others. So again, the ones we favour in our clinic, the pill that we really like in our clinic and we do prescribe a lot of, is called Zoli. It's one of the newer ones. It's more expensive, so that's a problem for people who are on a budget. But it doesn't seem to create the depression as much as some of the other ones do. Again, the lower estrogen pills are the ones to avoid. So, you know, pills like Yaz, which only has 20 micrograms, could also be a problem for some people. Of course, the individual variation is there. So some women react very, very strongly to some pills like Yaz and Yasmin, and actually describe quite a significant aggressiveness or a hostility, irritability, because the depression on the pill is not a big, major, moribund depression. What it is a gradual increase in hostility, irritability, loss of pleasure, a sense of loss of perspective. So it's a more subtle, insidious, but nonetheless can destroy the quality of a person's life, and particularly can have play havoc with relationships. So women need to be watchful of this, and also to recognise that if they believe that, you know, their mood has changed since they started the pill a couple of months ago, then they're probably right, and they should look at changing the brand of the pill, because there are many different types and different pills have different effects on different women. So it is important to speak to your general practitioner or primary health care provider and talk through what pills have been tried and what side effects or what effects have actually occurred, so that a different brand of pill can be tried, or barrier contraception could be tried if that's a possibility. But you know, we really do want the pill that doesn't have the mental state side effects for women.
Yeah, definitely. You do definitely bring an interesting topic to light. Thank you so much for coming on our show.
My pleasure. Thank you.